You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
God save my little broken body!
I'm at one with the Yuletide, know what I mean?
This is it. No turning back. Another Christmas in the trenches.
Oh, maybe you need a timeout.
Wait, timeout, really? That's how you laugh?
Mommy's little piggy!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and we are fully in the spooky season now, and there are a few podcasts that are in full Halloween mode. I'll get you up to date on the ones that dropped last week, and don't forget, too, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this. Now, let's get on with the updates of the episodes that dropped this past week.
Oh, mind your step. Be careful. There's an icy patch there.
These are the new episodes that dropped the week of October 9th through the 15th. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on October 9th titled Bonfires on the Levee. It's another episode of the Total Christmas Podcast, and Jack has loads for your lovely ears. First off, it's his top 10 Christmas movies list from Anthony Caruso and Mike Westfall. Where will their list chart? You'll have to tune in to find out. Then it's time for the Yule Log, and if you love Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec, then you might not mind this version. Next, it's the return of Santa Claus is Not Coming to Town, and this one was sent in by Paul Hudebine. Frank the Tank has sent another curious Christmas costume. This time, it's bonfires on the levee. Hundreds of bonfires are lit along the Mississippi on Christmas Eve to guide the way for Papa Noel. Jack has another great song from Rich Chambers, It's Christmas Time All Over the World. Rich also shares a great story of the time he actually saw Rudolph and the other reindeer flying over his house. Then it's another Muppet Christmas special. This time he looks at the bells of Fraggle Rock, and it's absolutely delightful. This episode's recommendation is The Cabinet of Dr. Caligulie from friend of the show, Tony Dixon. If you're a fan of Halloween, you'll love it. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast had an episode on October 10th titled Christmas Destinations Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade. Mary and Ricky continue their Christmas Destination series by taking you to California to talk with Jessica Rome about the Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade. This December 15th through the 19th, watch beautifully decorated canoes, kayaks, boats, and yachts line up along the coastline when they sail along the harbor for the 113th year. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on October 10th titled Side Dish Macaroni and Cheese. There are few dishes as universally loved as this dish. And for some, the holidays wouldn't be the same without a large casserole almost overflowing with a combination of noodles, milk, and cheese. The warm and gooey pasta dish serves as a savory side, a stunning main, and is widely enjoyed by even the pickiest of young eaters. While it has established itself as an American classic, its surprisingly lengthy history predates the country and is as diverse as the many ways one can cook it. Glenn is exploring the history and origins of macaroni and cheese. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on October 10th titled How to Hijack Christmas and Make It All About You. Liam and Ness unpack whether a Christmas proposal is as romantic as they make it look in the movies, or is it really a surefire way to hijack the entire season? Selfish or simply magical? Liam has been asked to take part in an iconic Christmas citywide tradition that is an unbelievable accolade. Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on the 10th titled Rock by the Sea Christmas. Ken talks to Todd Elmore and Steve Everett from Rock by the Christmas about the release of their 12th Christmas music compilation, as well as their upcoming events and charities they work with and how you can help. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on October 10th titled Columbia All-Stars Christmas Young Party. In this special Ko-Fi patron sponsored episode, Scott talks about the 1965 album Christmas Young Party by Columbia All-Stars. Tis the podcast had an episode on October 11th titled, What's Your Favorite Scary Movie? Scream. Join Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they continue their journey through spooky season by traveling back in time to the fictional town of Woodsboro, California in 1966 to cover the satirical horror film Scream. While this is one of Anthony's favorite movies of all time, Tom hasn't seen it since it came out, and Julia has never seen it in full despite it being such a cultural zeitgeist. What do the two Oklahomans think of it? Does it stand the test of time or is it outdated? And did the film set out to fulfill its mission of not only deconstructing the most iconic scary movies that everybody knows, but also becoming one of the greats itself? Tune in to find out the answers to all of these questions and much, much more in this fun episode full of well-researched, for once, trivia and a wide-ranging discussion. Also in this episode, the elves read listener feedback regarding the following questions. Number one, who would you cast in a Sesame Street version of A Christmas Carol? Number two, what is the worst Christmas gift you've ever received? And number three, what are the rules to survive an episode of Tis the Podcast? So settle in with your favorite autumn-flavored drink, open those windows and let that fall breeze in, and enjoy. This is one spooky episode that you want to be sure not to miss. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on October 11th titled Batman 89 and Batman Returns with Tom, Anthony, Manny, Joe, CJ, and CM Chuck. Jerry has a whole Bat family of Totally Rad Christmas All-Stars. Tom and Anthony from Tis the Podcast, Manny from Feliz Christmas Merry Navidad, Joe from Now Watch This, CJ from Christmas Conversations, and CM Chuck from Just Another Friday Night join him to go deep into the Batman 89 franchise, including the Christmassy Batman Returns, and talk its atmospheric and tonal connection to comic classics The Killing Joke and The Dark Knight Returns. It's a long one, so buckle up in your Batmobile, grab your favorite umbrella, and check it out. TGI Podcast, an episode on October 12th, titled Family Matters, Dog Day Halloween. Halloween is once again in the focus of this episode as Matt covers Family Matters for the second time on the podcast. In this episode, titled Dog Day Halloween, there are some great costumes, some funny sight gags, and a discussion on egging a cop car. The episode is packed with a lot of 90s nostalgia and some great Halloween looks, but will it pass the Michelle Tanner test and get a You Got It Dude or a No Way Jose? Be sure to listen in and find out. Tis the Podcast had an episode on October 12th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 36, Happy Christmas, War is Over, as read by Matt Spaulding of Two Broke Geeks, the FBI's Most Unwanted, and Green Mountain Santa. Matt Spaulding of Two Broke Geeks, the FBI's Most Unwanted and Green Mountain Santa brings to life Chapter 36 of Anthony's tale entitled Happy Christmas, War is Over. The Merry Little Podcast, an episode on October 12th titled Christmas of the 20th Century, Part 3. Christmas of the 20th Century takes a very progressive turn in Part 3 of the series, this one covering the 1920s. It was a time of technological explosion and it touched nearly every part of Christmas. There were many devices that affected Christmas, the radio, the phonograph, and the light bulb. All of these had a huge impact on Christmas. In this episode, Jeff explores how Christmas changed with these innovations and how Christmas played a part in bringing each to market. Music was the biggest benefactor in bringing the industry of sound recording together with radio broadcasting. This episode also features a wide variety of recorded music from this era known as the Roaring Twenties. There were other innovations that impacted things, even non-electric stuff such as cameras and telephones. Underlying all this innovation was a progressive time, especially for women. This is another topic of exploration that, again, would influence Christmas more in the decades ahead. This is a fun and expensive episode. In fact, Jeff could, and probably will, get another couple of episodes out of this glorious time in Christmas history. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on October 13th, titled I Love Hallmark Christmas Movies. Brandon Bran Gray of Deck the Hallmark Podcast joins Todd to discuss the origins of Deck the Hallmark, Bramble Jam Podcast Network, and his love for Christmas. Also, Bran tells the story behind his new book, I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. Santa by the Minute Podcast, an episode on October 13th, titled Santa's Lost Minute. Kids are loving the Puce Pops, using their temporary floating abilities to shoot hoops and steal treats. The Pops are such a hit, they become a worldwide sensation, as a montage of newspaper headlines say. The next day, Beezy holds a press conference where Patch takes questions from reporters. It's a packed minute with lots of details, and John and Ben talk about it all, plus the details of an amazing Lost Santa scene. Join them as they discuss Minute 79 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis a Podcast had an episode on October 14th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 37, Fairy Tale of New York, as read by Kim Cooper of Planning for Christmas and Tom Crow. This installment of Anthony's Tale, Chapter 37, titled Fairy Tale of New York, will be read to you by Kim Cooper of Planning for Christmas and Tis the Podcast's very own Tom Crow. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on October 14th, titled Halloween Episode 2021, Part 2, A Nightmare on Elm Street with Matt McGrath. Matt McGrath from the Nostaljunk Podcast joins Jerry to talk all things Freddy Krueger and A Nightmare on Elm Street. Yep, they got into blood geysers, spinning rooms, tongue work, and crazy long arms. Young Johnny Depp? Check. Melodramatic alcoholic mother? Check. Awesomeness? Double check. So grab your caffeine and Hypnosil, go to a friend's house, and stay awake for this rad horror episode. 12 Days Pod had an episode on October 15th titled Home Alone 2, Too Many Pigeons. In the Season 2 premiere episode of 12 Days Pod, Kara and Dan discuss The Son of Sam, Joe Pesci keeping Macaulay Culkin honest, and how New York is always the third character. 12 Days Pod had another episode on the 15th titled Die Hard, More Like Live Soft. Dan and Kara discuss Bruce Willis's sex appeal, the continuity of dirty t-shirts, and settle the debate, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? 12 Days Pod had a third episode on October 15th titled Marian Bright, White Christmas Sure is White. Kara and Dan discuss whether it's dancing or choreography, Corbin Blues, Holiday Inn, and Dispatches the General. The Sleigh Bell Mistletoe Christmas Podcast had an episode on October 15th titled Scary Ghost Stories. Learn more about the history of scary ghost stories at Christmas time. This was a traditional pastime for many families as they gathered together on Christmas Eve, and in Victorian England, this went on all through the winter. Chris of the Yuletide TV podcast joins Ricky and Mary again to talk about ghosts or spirits at Christmas time and how they are depicted in movies and TV shows, like A Christmas Carol, It's a Wonderful Life, and much more.
What is it?
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that we have on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download them for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast podcasts. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Schispring Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.